underground preacher to the underground church. And today we're continuing on our healing journey with step three, change. Change ain't gonna happen until you stop doing the things you're doing. And change is not gonna be easy. This is gonna call for violence to yourself. You're gonna have to do violence to yourself to stop those sinful habits. Stop abusing your body. Stop smoking, stop drinking. Stop ignoring the skeletons. Stop ignoring the elephants in the room. Face them. Stop running. The good news is, the suffering is only for a time, because joy is going to come with the healing. If you choose not to heal and change, the suffering that you've been going through so far ain't going to change. It's going to turn into misery, and it's going to get worse, and there will be no light at the end of the tunnel. But if you choose healing and change, eventually, the light is going to come. Peace is going to come. Healing is going to take place. And joy is going to come. That's the difference. You can choose to do what you used to do and not change. But if you choose healing and change, your life is going to get better. So choose healing. Know that it's not going to be easy. Yes. It's going to be hard. Yes. It's going to be painful. Yes. But it's going to get better. So get out of the comfort zone. Stop looking for the easy way out. There is nothing worth fighting for that will ever come easy. That's a delusion. Come out of that. Start fighting. Stand up and fight. Fight for love. Love is not easy. If you love yourself, you're going to have to stand up and fight for it. If you want to be healed, you're going to have to stand up and fight for your healing. It's not going to come easy. Believe me, it never comes easy. It is going to be worth it. So anything that is worth it, don't think it's going to be easy. No. But believe me, the reward, when you start feeling that healing, that peace, that joy, oh, God, you're going to praise God. But for now, I'm encouraging you to stand up and fight, to let go of those easy way out. Stop making excuses, because you can do it. And the Bible says it in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, you can. Let this scripture be your philosophy. Through Christ, you can do it. Don't run from it. Make the change. At this point, I will invite you to do the healing prayer. You can find it on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, in the prayer section, under prayer collection. I believe it will be helpful for you. And another message that will be really helpful that goes along with this step is face it. You can find the link in the description box. And when you're ready, we can move on to the next step. Forgive. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.